Well, the minister, our consumer affairs ministers have collated the information, and they'll be looking at defining the term free range. And for our farmers, it's also going to be quite positive because we need to invest in our industry, and we want to invest with some confidence and supply eggs to our consumer.
And have you been speaking with the minister putting your case forward?
Yes, we have. As an industry, state by state, all our representatives have met with ministers, their advisors, and put all the information forward on what we believe we can work with.
And so what is the hopeful outcome of this? Is the idea that potentially on Thursday there will be, once and for all, a national guideline on what free range is?
That's correct. Well, at the moment, there's a lot of confusion on how many birds per hectare or whether the birds go out or whether they don't go out. And a lot of it is quite confusing to a farmer because, I mean, we do run multiple stocking densities in the industry, anything from, say, 100 birds per hectare up to 10,000 birds per hectare. And I'm not saying one farmer's better than the other. Everyone runs their business differently, and there's some very good farmers doing a very good job. And we just want to make sure that the consumer, when they go buy the eggs, is quite clear about what they're buying. But I think the real difficult part is the birds going out. I mean, we do give access to our birds to roam. Now, whether they go out or they don't go out, well, that's a real grey area, and we're concerned that we may get prosecuted if a chook decides not to go out. Well, we don't force them out. We give them the option.
What about the stocking density rate? Do you have a preferred number that you've put to the ministers to say this is what, from a VFF point, we want?
Well, what we've said through the VFF is we've said a maximum of one bird per square metre. So we don't support anything above that. But then depending on the farmer, you know, some farmers can run depending on the weather, the water, the soil conditions, they can run 5,000 or 10,000 birds per hectare or 500. But what we don't want to do, we don't want to basically stop farmers from farming a higher density if they have the ability to manage their farms properly. The consumer has to understand the outside stocking density is about environmental issues. It's not an animal welfare issue, and some areas have very good vegetation and they can run higher stocking densities.
Are there any guarantees that there will be a clear set of guidelines coming out of this meeting?
I'd like to think, because we really want to invest back into this industry and produce eggs for our consumer, and it's very difficult to invest in anything at the moment when we're not sure where the line will be drawn in the sand. So we're hoping that something does come out of here, something that's clear for the consumer so they understand what they're buying, and also is practical and sustainable for farmers to continue farming.
So are some egg producers at the moment not putting money into developing their enterprises because they're worried that the regulations could change and all of a sudden they're not meeting specifications?
That's correct, because to reinvest in our industry now, we're not talking about a small amount of money. There's major investment to put in these new sheds, these new, doesn't matter whether it's barn or free range, and you're not going to spend millions of dollars and find out they changed the regulation next month, and you might as well throw it away.